and this is Radio 11. Radio 11. Radio 11. Radio 11. This is Aqua Q. Coming up this hour starts our exploratory precision towards free will, free energy and freedom, in its peculiar circularities as we ponder maths from right to left and counterclockwise up and around the town with which we strategize a brown motionary stirred up in gentle probability, here now is, free will.
Oh, the free will question, because I choose to write about it, see? The collection of regression is the path of my prior choice, and its continuation is my talent, to my belief which is sufficient for enjoyment, and that is the nature of the universe. To enjoy is purely the functioning of a returning and totality of a system to carry on in perpetuity, as one would like as it is to be enjoyed. Backspace are marvelous, as an adjunct to a concept which doesn't function, and a slight correction is within our powers in the near term, and near is what we have at our disposal, to use that term, which is literally in this case, how we transition a set into another set, using perhaps some of the numbers, signed in their maths, for the functioning of further functions, and as numbers are applied within those functions, the other numbers naturally retain until they are further disposed into other functions. And this carries on, with a conceptual idea that there are always a sufficiency in numbers to proceed in our cycles, and those are for the mind, its ability to take what I just learned as reference to this case, the Markov blanket, which is a warm cuddly covering over a distinct collection, taking care of it, and providing its own body for the set of these numbers. If we were to go back, we may imagine exposing this blanket to the elements of prior bypasses of numbering, thus reassigning a similar yet different blanket of numbering, whose reference is now a combination of events as recalled with concurrency of consciousness, and near coupled with the success of our warm blanket prior, we may be inclined to further enjoy the victory, which ought not to diminish, for the time our brains permit an enjoyment without a furthering of development, and this is also within Markov. And so, the free will question comes up at times like these, as evident. And the precursor to that thinking is not immediately evident, but I will and will explain the happenstance of the oncoming and forthcoming spark ability, which is a dull drum of free association, and my own, perhaps, questioning as to what is free in association. Well, the return as in free energy as described by Carl Finsten, Czech, describes both Markov and our, how did he phrase it? Well, I'd have to look it up, and I will in a second. But we already described how numbers are exchanged, and so this should suffice, and you needn't worry about me looking it up, and you can provide a time to do so, if that is your desire. But back to free association, and the thinking that surroundings of everything observed for, by and about, coupled with perhaps randomized memory recall, is our natural response to perhaps a question we didn't hear precisely, as inaudibly, and that these conversations going on are part of their own numbered set and functioning, and perhaps by participating in the numbering without a pure attentive consciousness, as consciousness goes, our lackadaisical free thinking may offhandedly participate in the numbering, when it doesn't offend or affect our concurrency, and even if it does, and you wind up shouting something from the creases of your own brain, well, that is your personal reaction and your behavior of how you deal with information in your runtime state of whatever you are about at that moment. Sounds a bit obtuse, and it is, for the mere fact that you don't have to respond solely for yourself in all events, that is the benefit towards yourself. This brings us to focus, but more specifically at this time, our reasoning to write, which is to operate the functions which function towards enjoyment, and numbers as a side gig, with focus to apply them to working systems. Satisfied is that, for moments, and further moments at a time, until the function is heavy enough to plot, as observed, or simply proceeds in its imaginary non-imagined though accurate by imagination, graph. It's pointless, ha, to imagine the graph because you're not purely aware of the numbers which will be presented, further allowing you to trigger available functioning systems. So this is fun, isn't it? The crux of course is how free will affects others, and this is how we have it, because it does affect others, and our combined freedoms allow us to provide for ourselves and others. As our natural abilities and proclivities proclaim for our justification of our own freedoms, as observed in our continued abilities to be free. Even shackled with an itch on your nose that you wish to scratch, is a scenario where you could think about butterflies, as I did for a moment, to distract perhaps the itch, and thus avoid the inevitable ongoing want to scratch. Scratch. See, I scratched my arm because it was a preset trigger, but if I knew then what I know about itches now, I would perhaps find a better solution. Even that thought may incline you to itch a bit, as the bits of communication on your body chatter about what the hell you're talking to it about, and collectively decide to move to the right or up and about and poke particularly on the organ which is your skin, and beneath, where soft tissue and organs may in similar fashion, have gotten some electrics and spin to question and unbalance for a shift? The question now comes to completeness. That is, when will this document of recollection and processed formulary be finished? And that is to be determined by the body I wish to write, and if I wish to continue on the free will theme, or if I wish now to break into a story, or what precisely I will do after this completeness, and how does that progress in the cycles I am both perhaps used to, as not a specific action, but functionally within the near space is available for me to process the spatial numbering which is the all the time. And so, my recall is about, and the word is missing, but it's needles on the skin. And specifically my memory is the ear, and the reason I mention this is because its completeness is when it's no longer comfortable, and in fact obtrusive. And so you might have a memory of how long that is, or you may remember the sensation, and you may do a combination of these, and even imagine a discomfort, and that is actual, and that is still completeness, and you may further decide the effects were ineffectual to your desire. Acupuncture is the word, and it's no longer needed. But there it is, written down. Combined with this concurrency of various discomfort, I realize further motion will be required to complete this work, as well as become comfortable, and I do want you to leave with a warm feeling about the presented material facts, and these are part of them, and so I share that emperor clue to provide what I believe will be needed in the future, while perhaps ignoring the immediacy I so often talk about, which indicates that while functioning in physics, this may introduce a behavior in yourself, which I am indicating, which is to listen to this podcast until completion, and perhaps now you are expecting the completion, and the ish has begun, and more specifically, said to regain your focus, the time at which you hear this messaging is the time our systems have then formed a mantle, with my words, and hence as carefully as I chose, and your time in and about your own functioning brain and etc. That mantle provides for me, my future, our future, choices as in free energy, and thus will footnote this in brief to the Wired article I read just this morning, about the explorations of Carl Friston, and the direct quote of preponderance, free energy is the difference between the states you expect to be in and the states your sensors tell you that you are in. When you sense you are within something, you are, and the difference, is your, the natural you, allows to proceed to the result which, in expectation, is the precursor to other eventfulness in these functions, or blankets as both Markov and Friston utilize. This explains it to me, and it's a noble use to utilize the remainder towards the benefit of something which already exists, expectation, hence the free nature of this economy, as everything is utilized while motion proceeds. Good. Done. This has been and is still, in motionary and ongoing in spatial cosmistry, a bit from the left off center city by and about the Bay, San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley, to name a few which are on my mind this November the 10th, in our year of the hindsight, 2020, Aqua QC3W.
And this bit is just the bits to remind you to get your figure and figuring together and to and gathered with the dosh to provide for yourself and our environment to displace its paper tie in exchange for your misuse of plastic for the furthering exchange of ideas, and that is the book, A Wizard's Pocket, now unavailable on a slightly alien point of non-existence until you chose and purchase a one or many of, and ignorance is not in fact bliss. And only bliss as created will be discovered, and so to further these and ideas, carry on with carrying this book, on your shelves and in, In fact, your pocket and pocketbooks, even a book inside a book. So proceed in any eventfulness. This is AquaQ of AquaQLabs.com with San Francisco's Pisces of Peachy and lovely loverly C3W.
Freedom is the range of ability to provide free energy, where the ordering is spread evenly across all space-time domains, and regarding observation, as in your collectiveness in one or more sets of space-time. Think about going to the store, and coming home, both time and space events. Questioning goes, if we have total freedom, and its ordering is spread evenly, that is its net entropy is maximized, thereby providing a greater immediacy in the return of debt, either in energy or matter. That is the difference between what is expected and allowed is the difference in energy. Well, that expectation requires consciousness, and so where is choice and freedom? Maximum net entropy would be infinite, and related to a maximum order, or perfectly ordered freedom, well, is not even theoretical, as approaching perfect order includes entropy in some degree, i.e. not observed, and because free energy is available but not always used for work. Choice is the remainder of the unordered freedom, for reasons which it is available but not deliveries as work, instead is pervaded as consciousness. It could be said some of this leads to work, hence the power to alter entropy within our domains. So consciousness alters the spin of entropy, and we say spin because it is change over time. Note net entropy is a word, not a negative signed variable. So what are we trying to say here? That our belief perhaps is an ordering of consciousness, which in its domain has the same rules, not coincidentally, as our observer domain, you and I verse, as in a continuity of a single verse, of string of words, as their various vectors as placed by consciousness. So that is how the universe is considered infinite, as our consciousness, as we know ourselves, and our observation of our domain is to alter it, if only by changing entropy, or again the ratio of freedom to choice, or its relationship, not to be confused with a denominator, or division. Infinite entropy is minimum freedom, therefore non-available free energy, and complete and total choice. I use complete and not infinite, as since there is no available energy, there is no work which can be done as an order in return. So choice is simply on, well, we can still say it's infinite, because of its nature to make its first choice, and which choice involves consciousness. This is our paradox. We have available an entirety of choice to then produce energy, thereby causing a motion of entropy which beings at. Let's propose our choice is to move forward, a line or chord, well at more of a minute particle motion, and that particle is now a participant. Fact is we have neither matter nor energy. So particle is our placeholder, and defined by our consciousness which chose to move, and movement requires a body. Hence the instantaneous creation. Our participant shares now freedom and choice, as all are available. And the ratio is at this point, the relationship between the two, and just what is that? Well, it's the choice which the second particle makes, coupled with the now available energy. The above is a little obtuse, as we don't have any requirement to move, as we have infinite choice. So our consciousness just sort of hangs out, without space-time, and this goes on for a non-eternity, that is to say one time becomes a variance of the ratios between freedom and choice. Our ability to have simply pure choice is diminished, however freely provided for the space-time which continues as choice and work provide for each other, as is their relationship. This is perhaps our second or similar paradox, where limited choice and limited availability to return work, and as work cannot change the ratio of choice, per se, well as the choice alters the ratio and work is observed, that alters perhaps choice? But observation of work does not alter the ability to provide the energy for work, and neither performing or utilizing free energy can alter the availability of free energy. You can utilize something and alter its ratio to choice? That's exciting, says choice with all of it and also free energy and a relationship. Let's keep that, he says, for once the relationship exists. A dissolution of the ratio leaves a muck of matter and energy with no allowances for movement, that is stasis, and how just would a conscious choice remove an entirety of stasis, as there is no energy for the bits to move, and as well, one's complete choice, as included in the ratio, is now dumbed down with a portion of consciousness in stasis. So this must mean that choice remains a constant outside of the interrelationship of secondary choice to freedom, where localized choice alters freedom, but then our freedom relates to our outside choice, and so the overall ration remains. This brings us to the sexes, wherein, as noted earlier, the perspective, theta, phi, as simultaneous observations of angles of a triangle. And why it's a triangle is simple because it is enclosed. For the reasoning that two traveling points will at some time observe each other. Brilliant? So our triangle is conscious, which is in our prior story, then originated at the same point, and in their own perspectives began to move. Now since the interrelationship of their perspectives don't change over time, their velocity remains constant, as a ratio between speed and direction. So while we draw it as a triangle, our male and female counterparts are maintaining their interrelationship by maintaining their own ratio between their personal speed and direction. Therefore perhaps the third side of our triangle, the observation, is initial and constant too, as it would need to be constant due to the interrelationship, and while observation itself is not ongoing per se between our two traveling sexes, or points, its consciousness shared at the initial point of travel is its provided constant, and since this ratio is always fixed, and because we can have triangles with any corollary sets of perspectives or angles, and as all triangles must have an origin, due to the simple fact that two random points will never have the same corollary perspectives for the ability to maintain their velocities towards a continuity of perfection, as is required in our triangle, the origin is always on a point of a circle. The reasoning for this is, to provide the constant of observation, while simultaneously providing the maximum choice, to our corollary sexes, and thus ensuring their constant perspective towards each other, and thus everything they participate in. Well, since they have choice and work and observation to complete the triangle is constant, that is it cannot be changed due to the onset of perspectives from origin. Well, to create a triangle would then require three simultaneous and corollary angles, this is the sets of, theta, phi, phi, theta, observation, where interestingly, as observation is constant, and choice exists to create triangle, but not the individual angles, except that they maintain the ratio, as our only requirement, again and always, due to our initial choice to create and provide for our creation to be functional in freedom as it is part of our consciousness, which of course we enjoy. So the triangle and instantaneous, therefore its origin comes from the same consciousness, and as observation is a constant, the triangle is surrounded on all sides, and because of the ratio of the triangle, as it exists on three axes of creation and observation simultaneously. Thus freeing is up as in being provided for with energy, it travels, as traveled, and will continue to travel with its constant velocity and perspective, and so, with all these possibilities, our points of origin, become infinite, again because of the choice and energy. So at origin, in all aspects, that is points and space-time, and in fact the everything of all of everything origin, as we are aware. Having all the energy is minimum freedom, as it is stored, and therefore there is no allowance for work to be provided, and in fact no need, because there is no yet ratio between choice and freedom, as no choice has been made, and it exists in a non-state only. So our triangles are simultaneous, again as stated, they are created at origin, and because we are aware of an infinite corollary, optional triangles, that is to say we can have a triangle with any set of corollary angles, so long as it has three sides, that is the ratio. Well, the ratio happens to be 180, and because there are infinite bearings of perspectives, there are an infinite number of triangles, all at origin on three points, again because of the ratio, I said it. And so our circle exists with an infinite possibility of travel, or the velocity as the ratio of choice and freedom, and due to this corollary perspective to each other and origin, the exchange of choice and freedom within this correlation and towards and about origin, are maintained to provide for the sexes, and about this perspective, as the consciousness which is the instantaneous and initial everything, as now we have infinite possibilities of corollaries. Since choice exists, as stated, as pure and infinite, then even to create our triangles, we maintain infinite choice, because choice exists at origin. That is to say that instantaneously and for infinity, we have an observation of all perspectives, in their perfect and corollary velocities. To wrap it up, origin retains choice, and as well bestows it as an entirety, towards a continuum of continuity of choice. So is bestowed and retained, our choice, at origin of an infinite number of plot table points, as in forced infinity. When I say our, I really mean the correlation of the sexes with to maintain the ratio of observation from origin, that is, theta, phi, phi, theta, o, that is our collective choice, which using the above dataset, provides for the constant choice of origin to be incorporated into the continuity of the velocities our sexes to maintain origins absolutely of choice, for the benefit of all three. That is to say, there exists within your choice and freedom, to optimize yourself by staying true to your relationships of whichever one of, theta, phi, phi, theta, o, you happen to, be at any point. Because of this relationship, and empathy as in our nature of corollary perspective, we feel as each other, and while maintaining our choice, origin feels everything. So does origin feel perfectly? And what is emotion and their corollaries to a circle, and must they all exist? Well, remember our corollaries and velocities of our paired sexes? Well, their deviations and their ability to maintain constant velocity, adjusts their bodily shapes, from origin. So that because they were changing choice or freedom, they alter their shape, and this shape, or more specifically, the incongruity of the correlation of shapes, hence unpaired deviation from our ratio at origin, is thus while altering a relationship. Well, it's time to be humble. That is, the observation of origin is perhaps a heady discourse for assumption, but the facts that we feel, is indicative of our nature towards each other and for the benefit of, and that simplicity frees us up incredibly, so that we don't have to think about our choice? See. Wrapping up, pi is probability, describes the above, so that our participation is very likable and likely to become a reality which is maintained for the love of relationships. And three is not a crowd. Dot. The above and in and about the all the time sectionaries of couches to be plushed and sweeted in this whimsical, inclined to recline gently, as imaginary imagine luminous and jesterly in the justified portion reallotted to the a lot of us, this is the mode which is the on all the time as in the mailbox on the corner where you let your letters flow into a nation of eager recipients, and thus, do so and write a letter, to your form of words and versed, as in our paths towards being, simple and as requited. Then sign and mail to the above address, and find our polar bear Santa as in Father Christmas, and his bowl of jelly for you to laugh in, and so be naughty of nice, and you will find your ordered list of presents, for the fair trade use of milk and cookies. This is Aqua QC3W. What do renewable and non-renewable have in common? Both renewable and non-renewable, consume from a perspective, and justly that perspective organizes the renewability. Take oxygen, say from a plant, and while the plant is by its definition eco-friendly, and provides to the means in which its material wealth permits it to live, and just for the inhabitants for and in like and in such corollary need, as in the atmospheric balances which participants of its available transport utilize during rest and travel. If you just take that oxygen and feed it into a gas machine to compress it perhaps and ship it to a hospital, then you've offset that generosity and placed a keyed tumbler set of obstacles between the renew portion and the usability portion, and thus the even and redistributable parts of the equations which occur as natural. When this occurs in a non-cycle, that is something which neither collected nor returned into a system of ongoing process, as in our precipitation, which while a long heady process, is spread across the planet and provides additional wealth such as transport and cleansing of an essential life ingredient. As well being part of a communication, of itself and thus life, and etc. A non-renewable is when no care is given towards the thinking of, what happens to the provider of this energy, and thus to us. and all the tumbles we've taken it from and towards. And while this ending is known immediately, it can be ignored when an apt belief exists that is as part of this larger system. Of course, we know that burning things is not renewable, in that the material is in a poof which is gone and the planet takes care of the cleanup, at a loss, yet in the case of wood, which is natural, at least nutrients can be redistributed, should nutrients be required as naturally to quickly restore a forest's equilibrium. In the cases, and cases of oil, there is no need on this planet to restore a balance of oil taken from deep underground. And while even if and perhaps the oil is enjoyed by the planet as underground, once burnt into a muck and spread across further muck, and poisoning each part of nature which comes in contact with it, its readily available literal drugs of information should be enough to have abandoned the idea of oil as fuel at onset, and utilized it simply for lubrication or viscous traveling, whereas those requirements of renewability would be in a looped system. You can't lubricate or travel on a substance which bleeds away at its very use. To back to commonality, this perception is where we, as humans, are the offset, in our belief alone, and actions taken either by shrouding or dissemination of concepts and information which inflate one aspect of an energy over its utilization for an immediate return, quite literally to and of itself and whose dependence mimic a non-system of non-return. I call it a non-system, because it cannot be looped. Where that is a multinational corporation buys in excess, then sells at a profit, and spends the proceeds influencing further its own complexity and wealthment in cash dollars, which BTW are not renewable if they were collected and split amongst entities with this unnatural ability. Briefly, this impact as observed, wastes time, but as to commonality, it is observed as in nature, and so that is our second commonality, observance, and perhaps an inkling, no pun intended, as to an idea of how and what must we throw into the sets of equations to balance the equation, however often out of favoring of those in charge of the collection of pence, as they themselves are in control and a controlling factor. To say that's a good idea is to ignore the precept that the design and equations are completely ludicrous and the immediacy of knowledge is so plain as to not warrant the pen's production and transport in any first place. Commonality as common is perhaps our third, as air and water and the sun, one can look around and see, hey, that's some bits of that there. And as time progresses and digresses, one may see a non-renewable as common, and common also in the sense that it is pedestrian in that way imagined. So that consumption, observable towards inferior abilities to do so, and relatable as common, seem to be our triad today, of, again, common, and that is our loop for this discussion. Peace plus all the eat ceteris from / sentence co / Why should we go for use of renewable sources? Renewable as natural and evident. Take travel. Well, you'd need to travel to obtain a fuel which is not renewable, and to use that very fuel to travel to obtain it, is the sorts and systemic failure which is downright and immediate, as in karma. The belief that somebody else will do it, is only valid for as long as you can provide a means for them to do so, and so you may believe your dollar at the tank does thus justice, and it does not at all, because the station also uses fuel, and pays dollars to get fuel to you, and everybody is spending at every crinkle cut aspect, with the furthering of belief and, as dollars spread they no longer participate in the return designed by your idea of this equitable solvent your problem of obtaining, and is utilized by other people's ongoing beliefs, for whatever immediacy they require. The breakdown here should be evident. Renewable sources are when nature cares enough, as nature does. Naturally, to participate with us into an always workable system, as in how light and in extremes, these systems of chemistry and physics work themselves towards and with and about transference, with a locale and a sort of membrane of memory to satisfy itself to continue on with the work, and in fact to provide such a system where the work is inescapable, that is, in a vacuum system or in lengthier overtime processes in which depend on their natural abilities to be survivable. How do energy companies charge you? on average, as they are charged by providers to them, and their material costs are measured, and their measurements across their own meters indicate which portions demand more attention, and they meter and tally remote locations, and then proceed to per bill for utilization, and overtime, and whatever they are allowed to do by law and market participation. I believe there are a lot of spreadsheets, and old Fortran code, and systems with large plastic keys that are sticky, in a room which is kept clean and cool. There are also smart meters now, which while introducing their own hazards and accompanying loss of money in lawsuits and etc., provide for a fluidity of market control over buys and sells, which likely increases the profitability of the company, but also provides for end users to further control their consumption, and so this tug of rope is a bit like that, where one can buy less for a higher per capped price model, and those models are in turn generated by utilization estimation and availability, which in turn provides for, in our case, what efforts go into a specific form of production. In the States, energy is considered utility and thus is regulated by the PUC, for a price in this case, which also likely defines goals and incentives to and about the company, its providers, and its end users. In the end, it's debited from your banking institution, or trucked to you by a local mail carrier, in an envelope, which is printed just and about you and is very colorful, yet printed with soy materials, and very legible and may include coupons at certain times of the year. And you also may only open it to glance and forget about all those things you have turned on in your house at this very moment, wherein slews of light bugs enjoy their entire lives on a trillionth of the light energy that you perhaps left on in the next room overnight because the switch is too far away and now you've become accustomed to the dim LED, which you bought to save energy. Grin. Is a machine technically alive if it can respond and adapt to its environment and maintain self-preservation? I believe reproduction is a requirement of livability, as to be reciprocal in its environment to provide for it to continue carrying itself and others on. A machine, by that is next to nature, is not alive, as even if it were made to replicate, it would do so at a continuing loss per generation, that is to say it cannot generate the power or the inclination to do so. And so, it breaks down when it is not maintained by something else which is alive, and while being alive things may enjoy ensuring it doesn't break down, it will break, and they only fix it towards their continued enjoyment or dependence on the machine, and as the machine cannot return any life's essence towards its benefactor, is also is thus not adaptable and cannot preserve itself, if indeed it has a self, as it's not aware, and hence its initial design, to be tasked as a set of cogs in the imagination of a tinkerer in his concept of finite design. Dot. In the end, there is no technical for alive. You are alive. It is not. Hence again and now the recursion of finite immortality. Dot. Peace plus all the eat cedar is from AquaQ Labs, a subtext. How can developing countries reduce greenhouse gases? Specifically to note what is returnable to their processes of utilization towards creation and maintenance of their systems of generate generosity and utilization, taking care not to be immediate in the adoption of foreign concepts of wealth before it is needed, that is a society filled with televisions may notice they neither enjoy the tether of information into their brains, nor the plastics and behaviors of countries who produce for their profits at the offsetting of another planetary land. They may also participate in larger countries' carbon offsetting initiatives, wherein likely they could get new usable infrastructure which adheres in naturality and provides some local ecosystemic benefit, such as cleaning the water as energy is utilized. Careful non-use of chemicals, as they leach into the water table and skies, are cost plus. Locally grown vegetation and a non-meat sustaining population is also a benefit. Efforts to be effortless in involvement with participation in nature's own processes, and to do so in an enjoyment, which contagion is the power of thinking, or in our cases here, the non-obligatory thoughts which are clogging the airwaves as problems, or literally the trillions of the same problem, which was not solved and continues to be abused. By problem I mean plural, but taken one at a time, these compound, and are instigators in further unlikened activities. Dot. A. Why do common materials all have quite similar densities? I'm supposing an elemental range, such as a visible spectrum range, where we utilize what we can see and what we can touch, pick up, and perhaps utilize. So we have a rock, a side of a mountain, and wood on the forest floor, and go slightly above and slightly below the surface, and you find your visibility, that is things which reflect light we can see, and even water, though not material, transmits light so that we can still further see materials. Dot. There is also included a temperature range, which is also variance on visible spectrum, as well as material absorption of heat, and so things on the surface when the sun applies itself, are temperate to life's perception of survivability. Sands, of course, are friend, water, which loses its transmittance of light, and as well stops providing a temperate climate to be observed. Dot. So to answer your question, is it precisely because we are here, and around and built as natural amongst this very habitat, which produces these similarities, as indicative to the process's ability to slight offset things to adjust them back to equilibrium goods and services of the planet. This is our ecosystem, and heavy lifting is not required, but a continuum range of motion towards and about a return towards another which can provide for the system in any adaptive way which is required during even the transference of available materials from one to the next, as in the seasons. Dot. This has been AquaQ Labs, a subtext.
So just prior we've heard part 2 of Quorum, answers to Quora.com questionnaire for the benefit of mankind, and previous to that, freedom, in as our ratio's relationship to provide the us, as in the all of everything and about the joys in perpetuity and now energetic twisteries, this is AquaQ.
The story of our energetic twisteries of will. Dot. Q sat. On a Thursday, no less, is more. Day became night as was the middle ground of the evening and carried on, as he was in normality, his brain jiggled just with the bits of telephonery which was perhaps a call yet to be answered. And so it rang. Ring. The switchboard was dusty in a corner part of town in which the operator sat. Near plugs in near disrepair for the facts of conversations on blocks which hummed alongside each other from house to house and with the banks of women who managed our heavenly connection towards and about each other and for the days past and nights set to come, and even the idling where young women spun loose a cord of wire on their beds, to dream of being old to be young again, and to spend the nights about it all and dance and find their love in art and all the while draw from dreams we shared, and share through voice on this. These copper metals, found not so long ago in the fires of community minerals, worn gently as gifts and for the art of it all, she spoke, as in the bicycle she stowed for her remembrance of childhood, and the promise of her perpetual remainder in the pursuit of such a skill to ride. It wasn't all in the letter, it was more in his character, you know. His language, as in well-versed and, well. How's things picking up for you? / Miranda sat with her notebook, open to page 11, with our friends the EGS pondering away at her now poetry as she stammered for a continuation of the verse. Her television was on pause, taped earlier, and frozen in still life was the static jumps of the magnetic heads which bore efforts to grip around taped heads with a taut calibration which was the expectation of motion. She picked up the phone and dialed by stored memory. CHLLNK. Q's hand reached over to dim the light and picked up the receiver, and answered in his usual way, which was not to speak but just listen. Miranda, by way of her nature, chose to make calls in the same fashion after the idea that an operator would introduce them to her. She waited and they both sat, with silent electric slit from edgy retrospect. Well, you could at least. Hello, Freedom. I imagined it was you. Good thinking using land. It's all up in the air these days, eh? She grinned, and see. By the bay, still in and about, are we? Up for anything or am I still taking notes? Well, how are the little guys? Still taking up poetry? Got a bit of life on the marginal edge of justified rule, eh? They are sleeping. I think the theater blew their mind or something. I think we went overboard, as in overshot the arc, eh? I think they'll be alright, but they're on my mind. You know how that works. She thought about Geneva, and picked up a cookie. Q thought about the EGS and imagined them tucked into their paper beds, shielded by the pulpy puppets of their own artistry and fractal dynamics. They ran on whatever cycle was available, as in a sine wave. But Miranda noted how well they adapted to her cadence of rest and dark emotion. It was their nature to survive, and even though she worried about their well-being, she didn't want to run them unnecessarily, and so they rested on that desire. Miranda too had adjusted, in part because of the year-long project to get these guys, and moreover for the needs of the immediate, as now adaptation had introduced her to paths not yet traveled. She clicked on the stereo and hung with Q, on the curved wire which doubled in length as they found each other in the middle of their circle, at once and more. "Is it me?" came the silence in electrics. "Grappling. Whenever you pick up this phone it rings in my head. Music blade?" Characters typed the teletype from a history of the copper, wired up as a memory. "What is it you want me to say? Is it what you want? Is that us? How are we, still?" From side to side, together and left, apart or in our mind's eye, frayed in sunshine like the iris of triangles you wrote me about today? He glanced around as if to ask somebody else, and they looked, as they always do, and he looked back to find her, while she turned simultaneously towards and away him, and on and around they searched for the bit to find each other, quite literally that bit which is always on and about origin. So she spoke. "You know you're not allowed to do that to me, I mean you are, but, you know, I can't handle the correlation with this many people on the wire. How can we think or know anything about anything if the line gets hijacked, as in those lunatics with the chemicals to seep around the glassier parts of our eyes?" Silence. Well, I say silence. There was an actual amount of incredible silence on the line, that is the natural background of the universe, with the only solid connection at the end points of our defunct pack bell. "Put that aside," was her voice. "The background is just like the film we watched. It changes to match the foreground, and if you stare into it, it'll change the foreground too, you know that. You're writing in both dimensions," he worried for a second. "Well, that hurts," he tried to grin, "as in the cycle, and exactly 11 times 22 plus 20, that's middle C. I've been studying about circles. They've got me spinning, and not in the predictable benefit of ways, you know." "I'm hungry," Miranda blurted. "Of all the things. Well, materially speaking, my gut feel is a little overloaded on chocolate. Here, let me put you on hold." She put the receiver onto her speaker and it played some light dance techno from the 90s into Q's ear. He got up and walked around too, with the telephone to his ear, and his eyes around and about the place, as he was out of it a bit, and out of time, and his desire to continue to create was impeded like this copper wire. With more than enough electricity to keep the circuit, but near an activity of voice towards either side to promote wellness, in their personal maths of disruptive not disruption, as in to say their continuity was. Well, it was reason that a focus on nothing in particular had led him and others in and around and off their rockers. Rocked the light switched on the wall where more copper climbed into and around the concrete, thoughts of foundation, as in the series. And he surged. And he hurt. And he jabbed away at keys to his mind, because he couldn't find rest. And rest is not what he desired, and so they reasoned he wouldn't find it, and they tried with him to find it for him, but what was it? They knew. Did he? Well, that's impossible. She got back on the line. "We're out of chocolate. I mean," she stammered. "Q." She waited. "I know you're writing this down. What should I say? Do you know the core?" She paused. "You were doing it again." "We was." He was jabbing at his mind to find her words and spatial time, without listening, so used to the chaos now, that he once enjoyed to power over with a spark which lit up the party line. "You can't keep on this way," her voice was slow. "There's too much stuff, the material. The light. It's randomized, and you know what that means. And by that, no, you're going to pause and tell me about it, if that will make you feel better. And you know it might." Q gently recovered for a second, and began again. The narrative turned for Q to speak, and he did, in his usual way, and that was unusual. The meter. It's sticking the verses together. Like. The cadences are off. The lights run and they just change intensity, and the sensory spectrum was hitting at random pockets and between edges of what should be thought was body, and an idea was an appendage of an action, and so on. There was both overlap and underlap, and a body at rest. It was not restful or resting, as in that API where you're not supposed to do the work. You were too focused on that quadrant. She poked at her cranium as if he could see her. You know that's the overflow from these bits. She flashed her breasts into a mirror in her room and smiled, adjusted herself, and straightened her jacket she was wearing. It's not going to go anywhere, unless you can plug the leak. The light translated to frequencies of urgency in her. I mean his, I mean. Well, their voice. Maybe some rest, you know. I mean. Let me look something up. I'll put on some history and it'll be fine for a moment. Do you want the audio? I'll do with it. Get on track, and get back to me.
Bloodline lines the hall's walls, coveted spaces between sugar smacks, rich and beating from the organs of must, dusted off for the purposes of Oz. Bear with me, ions flow ACDC prickled not but accepted through skin and bone not by will but by law of nature, it is your job to be in the right places. Signal as you might, interfered with keys and levers into a software managery ooze, causing the unknown to be known in an eternity of nothing, while concurrency fails in the simplest of ways, upheld by the redundant systems of man, woman, and child. For the purposes of a just and willing life, shed not, laugh much, sleo the day away, that's okay because we're all woke in this time, specially and for good, or the necessity of good, as we now know, is given to us by the grace we desired, in the very very first, second, and third places, we wanted it so much that we wanted it more without action, to perish. He'd take anguish away from solitude and unite yourselves in wild Mad Hatter deckings of cards in your very own garden, in a city known to you. Live that for me, as I will in reciprocality and forward to the next, and back again, weaved like a pearl, perfect is its unperfection, except when measured by its merits of sheen, specular and tactility. Yes, this solemn endeavor pairs and marries to a string of pearls, ring around that blessed headstrong wind, which drives us forward, and on to the same again, if it pleases us, in an entirely new way. Space that. A message via space and time sensitivity, yours always and truly, Aqua Q and his accompanying character witness, C3W San Francisco. Article 1, Genie Un Flavor, rushed in rush, mounted, more, again. Signaling comes in paired boots on grounded sequin dresses, sequestered, language. A sequence genome is like all the bits at once, not fallen and placed, without looking down or away, only through truth, as in physics shall life begin. He gets a head start, or is he sure? Perhaps she isn't. To describe is to put your pen down. Life, proceeds of a gift from its creator, travels electric chemical from gumuk, a billion biologies to match a stained dress, you might chatter on the news for a station break. Or word of mouth, there's no accounting for taste. So anyway, that spark, pistoned pleasure, assorted love of the smattering kind, makes us. True. Like a bicycle it never forgets, and rides, to peak voltages. 23, is no lie, Fibonacci. Like a rose, it fiddles like that bicycle. Genome, in our garden on the eve of, well isn't that a laugh in the branch we took, and the fork, all together. Knock knock. Who's there indeed but little old me, balls to the wall quiet and frantic-ing time to resticulate. Penetrate, of the allowed kind warble. Which came first, indeed. Takes planning, this. From the beginning, in matter, and facts. Just and a little extra, that's like cereal, life. And we like it. Bread, not read ready, just, and yet more to come. On account of. Then signal, split, once started, O2 carries it forward, no watering this down, it's cellular communication, on stage, in stage, coached, and Levined. Step forward, you're on a street corner, just like before, only you feel somebody getting cold, is your signal, to move into it and stop smoking heat. The whether or not is not your option, your promise is to heat and headiness left no sign behind. Raise a glass if it be your mirror or lens or crystal. Be erect, Rex, the dinosaur taught us to eat, and died in like kind. Had we known, we would have sown more walnuts, for brains, and trees to liken. The ark is a parable, two in kind, and yourself, neither shall lose a one, nor foray into any of the other, and as eaten all shall hear it, from this very bow, though slightly, then. The voice of God did not tell you to build the ark, because you were too crazy and locked away to hear it. Or a story might go if you neglected your signals. The one who built the ark, was crazy. But if you heard that part, you ignored the as all eaten all shall hear it from before, as I did. Digress on the ark, signal, okay signal back, it was an ark, not a box, of. Okay reduction of signaling, that is a non-O to O, as per maths, observation, creates a non-folding space to live. Yes life, remember that thing we thought we'd give a whirl, if daddy said it was okay? Yes the spark. Michelangelo and all that. So we're here, in non-folding spaces, with a very carefully ordered observation, which allows us to be truth, to ourselves and the group, which is true, as far as we know, or the part of us that us, with all-inclusive, and the point is. It's all-inclusive, so the non-observation part allows each group to remain true, as per our agreements, which is our actual bodies. You like your bodies, right? Well good, because we, the we, do too. And there is no you, there is only us, and that is how your process and move, and don't try to claim anything other than that which comes through you, as your may chose only to retransmit any origin of our universe, and if you travel in agreement, then we're back to that bicycle, which is, again, erect and sans pain. Now obviously there are mistakes, but hopefully not one to kill any of us, you, or the eyes in between, yet once started, you can only spell or dampen, or try to swirly it out into something larger, which, stop. Pause ill effect, as AC on the floor returns at night. And our natural desire to forget the pain, produces an unproduced version of ourselves, as a gestalt of even our mistakes, and hence, it is so important to remain true on that bicycle. And in the end, there is only a beginning to imagine, and that Matian part of imagination, is the animate show which is our observation and exhibition of true. As in straight up and circular simultaneously, and traveling. Where rubber meets the road, if you chose not to wear one, and are carried, not a tire tired. And you wear, but don't wear out, and you move, what moves you, in the end. And with that, our hearts may agree in alignment, and know when that happens, there is nothing left to prove, shall it not be given away, but shared only as a beacon of where to follow, if you're into that sort of bubble sort alphabet singing, but anyway. Too much movement and you will create mad people, as a disease. Sorry. So get up and dance, and let gravity at 9.8 sort it out, just don't jump, start, with a paddle, wagon, red, and Rosebud was its name. I moved, to be comfortable, without thought towards my fellow bodies, and that was the start of a crime of the illegal. Light sense, is your license. Show it once, and be known, then know and be pro, and succeed. Peace from the gently phylloges of the Isle of Man, once, twice, and thrice more from the labs of Aqua Q quite definitely in the center and near and about C3W.
Signal, cleanse, and operate this globe of a planet, but to ensure our like kind to like and kind also, and see the language, as we were, as we are, and the continuation of successes lead to the satisfaction of physics. which is the essential part of your equations as noticed and even without, as well the optional portion for us to satisfy the metaphysics which we indicate as ourselves and provide for like equations to satisfy themselves in correlation with nature and its own abilities. And so our conscious and conscience are aptly close and close together, like the centrifugal and centripetal, where one is forward and the other reverse thinking, or specifically observance and how one's memory, or perhaps the very shapes we see and observe in ourselves and others, create an automatic mapping of a pathway which is both our imagined desire and the known ability to do it right, for all parties involved in that particular equation, for that time, which is reproduced as it now exists in the universe and in the body and mind parts of every tangent which has touched and it touches, and how it spins or pushes, etc. And so, and to wrap up, just how many and how often these simple primitives are repeated and repeatable, and whether that has to do with the numbering involved in people, or how many possibilities of ideas to a terminating resolve, with a carryover energy bit to provide movement and on to the next bit of behavior. Well, you can take it as long as you like, but at the primitive level, we have our digits, and digits of digits, as indicative as we bend, and why we bend. For the reason that to stay while others move, but more to the point, our shapes are made from us and amongst our tiny platforms with which we tangle and tug and pull and push on sets of primitives, like a puppeteer on a stage yet to be acted at in full, and if the show is successful, the primitives become real life, and the motions thus working are played out on the larger screen, and as repeatable as that, multiplied they provide for an even greater superset of such equations to work on this larger scale of the body, and fully utilized or wasted, is how our bodies indicate success, and is known by the earth from near and far away and in time, and perhaps calcified into bone for the far away future, although nearer than you think with thick marrow driving our materials forward, the living bone, and well, nutrient inside bone is our strength just as in the earth, from center out, and in actuality is how microwaves work, and from space, by vibrating from within at the very start, which is likely how cosmic our planet reacts to space, and how it is known and heated by our sun and all the other cosmics of cosmetics and cosmistry, and molten iron and impenetrable, protects our frailties from one side of the planet to the other, and our strongest selves utilize the air when is needed, and the ground when is needed, and further the earth and air processes to create and feed life itself. If Frankenstein were alive, his patients may be patient in noting the effects of a slight headache to an immediate electrical drain into the planet, for it to sustain life requires a high above attenuation and thus an origin, as known through specific genetic material which creates the heady mindfulness to begin such a communication and connection at age zero, a continuation of the origins of both life forms, who also maintain this communication, and to create life, in the eyes and minds of this or any doctor, is to ignore perhaps the thing he should have done in the first place, and that was to stop looking after the dead, as a means of living, and while discovery of the mechanisms of the dead are an interesting footnote to the anthology of human beings, it has provided a means of a continuation of traveling the body as if it's an atlas or place to visit with further science and exploitation, and a causal reasoning on the reasoning of death is perhaps a non-participation in the observance of life. And so our hearses roll, and hospitals fill with the near living, to be nearer to near than far from family, yet further than that to fully alive at all, and that's off the rails a bit for today, and so we reaffirm continuity and affirmation of the successes of organization, while also appreciating the origins of chaos, as is precisely non-observed towards the benefactor of life itself, for as to be known as itself, is to live through self-discovery, and absolutely, and within with that, and some more, this has been a dissertation with the bodies at hand and within a mind's eye to provide in the chemical ooze to cleanse perhaps even a murky spirit, with a gesturing and over and undulation of adulation and adjunct travelry of all ties to the lives and its center, and also peripherally, from side to side and sidle up, if you get such a chance, take it and many and again on air, sea and land, travel lightly. Peace and love plus the approximation of ordering multitudes sheer absurdity, in the all and around and because of it, this is Aqua Q.
And we now conclude this episode. This is Radio 11, broadcast on MutinyRadio.fm San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley. Next week we return again at 5 p.m., and until then, remember to dial around and twist up to 11, 1, 1.